Kyle.
Hello. Oh, hold on. Good morning.
Good morning and happy leap day. It's one small step for me, one giant leap for the Gregorian calendar.
Aha! That's right. It is February 29th. It's a Monday. 2016. It's a leap day. What?
It's not a leap day, Kyle. It is the leap it day, is isn't it?
Well, we do have it every 4 years. So
yeah, but there's only one every 4 years.
Okay. But it makes it a leap day as well, because there have been many since it was first instituted back in scrolling, 45 BC.
45 BC.
That's right.
A long time ago.
So how are you? How you doing? How was your weekend? Tell me a little bit about it. It's 7 o'clock here on the East Coast. Just kidding. It's the West Coast. The best one. I still have carrot cake. How was your weekend?
I was going to say you have carrot cake stuck in your teeth, right?
It's no. Not in my teeth.
No, that's what you wake up to every day. My weekend was good, Kyle. My weekend was good. I tried to watch the Oscars on ABC, but I don't have cable. So my first attempt was to watch it through my HD antenna.
Okay.
Over the air.
Okay.
Didn't work. Somehow I don't pick up ABC as a station.
Now there are websites that I have trolled before where you can see one where you are in relation to these different towers so that you can know whether or not you're kind of in the area of where one of those things are. But you can also see the signal strength of those particular towers. Now, for us here in Orange County, where my house is, I only get one station, and that's CBS. We don't get anything else. Everything else is just, 1 megawatt or whatever.
1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But that doesn't make any sense. Why are these stations, which should be going to everybody, why are they only going to certain houses?
I don't know why. They're just not willing to pay the money or improve their infrastructure so that they can broadcast correctly, I guess.
Maybe
the intent is that it's just for the Los Angeles metropolitan area and everywhere else doesn't matter. Potentially. Because we're way down here in, lowly Orange County. Nobody cares about us. Nobody cares at all.
No, that's true. So
you try. I tried to get ABC.
Yes, I have now exhausted that attempt. I have now gone to ABC. I grabbed my laptop and I went to abc.com and I said, hey, I want to watch the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And I was willing to just set up my computer and either USB or not USB, HDMI in to my out of my computer into my TV and use that or maybe AirPlay? I don't know. Maybe try some of that.
Never worked out for me.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Hold on a second. I gotta clear my throat. Sorry, I had a frog or a family of frogs in my throat.
Leap day!
I go to the website and it says, hey, guess what? If you want to stream the Oscars live, you have to be in like 6 different cities and that's it.
Excuse me?
Okay, let me try to pull up the exactly what they said.
Why? Well, one, we will leave the discussion of spoofing your location for another time. However, why would they limit that to your current location? Maybe it has something to do with the tape delay on the East Coast versus the West Coast.
No, here we go. All you have to do is enter your login of your TV provider account if you live in, Chicago, Fresno, Houston, LA, New York City, Philadelphia, Raleigh, Durham, or San Francisco. 8. Okay.
All right. So they're taking the Metro PCS approach to watching the Oscars. You're probably in one of these areas. Maybe, potentially, we're covering 85% of you. The rest of you in the middle of nowhere, shove off.
The worst part is that I'm in between San Francisco and Fresno.
That is the worst part. Just the worst part of everything.
It's like supposed to be a Venn diagram, and I can just about make it into the middle of the two circles, mm-hmm. but they don't touch.
Ooh.
So anyway, so I gave up on that, and I thought, last chance, maybe I'll just go to my Apple TV, I'll put on the ABC.
That's your problem. You've got a Maple TV, not an Apple TV.
I say Maple.
You said Maple.
My Apple TV. Okay. I tried going on that thing, tried to use the ABC app.
Nothing.
And I tried to go to the live tab.
Okay.
And it wouldn't show anything. So clearly that was already going to be a problem, even if I was living in the area.
Yeah. Yep.
So what I ended up doing was going to someone's Twitter page who was updating as somebody won. And I just followed them and I came up on my feed and that's it. Because I wasn't going to try to do anything else. And that's how my Sunday evening went.
That sounds like a terrible time.
It's really
time.
Sad.
Yeah. That's awfully sad. It's like, it's pretty much the worst possible thing that could have happened.
Thanks,
well,
Kyle.
Well, I apologize.
Now I feel great about it.
Mm-hmm. Most months and most years, that would have been the last day of the month. But today, Kenny, of course, it is a leap day. It's a leap year. What kind of things happen on a leap day?
Do you want me to read these?
I would. I was trying to lead you into it like a horse to water.
You were trying to leap me into it.
A little bit. Yeah. We'll cover a couple of awesome leap day facts in our fact of the day segment. However, give me a couple of tastes of, leap day is all about.
I think you meant to say, what are the traditions?
Ah, okay. That's what I meant.
Question mark. Here are some traditions. Period. Women propose to their men. According to an old Irish legend, or possibly history, Saint Brigid.
Hold on. Or possibly history?
Well, how legend and history. Who knows?
Myth becomes legend. Okay. All right. Please continue.
Saint Brigid struck a deal with Saint Patrick to allow women to propose to men and not just the other way around every 4 years. So today is... There's some Irish legend that says that you do this on today. So if women, you're listening and you want to put a ring on it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. That's you. Can, you
today's
just
the day. It's like, I don't want to say it's an excuse, but it's like an opposite day excuse, right?
I don't know. I guess traditionally you should lead in with all of this. Traditionally, it is the male counterpart in traditional relationships, heterosexual relationships, where the male will propose to the female.
Oh, yeah. I assumed. That was common knowledge.
You don't know.
Maybe not to our Irish folklore.
That's correct.
Brethren. Yes,
that is correct.
All right. Another one. Gloves hide naked ring finger. Jeez, that was a dangerous topic there. Yeah. In some places, Leap Day has also been known as Bachelor's Day for the same reason. A man was expected to pay a penalty, such as a gown or money, if he refused a marriage proposal from a woman on Leap Day.
Like just from anyone.
Well, I guess women were taking the proposed to their men a little too seriously, maybe, and just saw a guy on the street like, oh, marry me. And if he says, then he has to pay money.
Now I have to go buy some gloves.
Right, because in many European countries, especially in the upper classes of society, tradition dictates that any man who refuses a woman's proposal on February 29th has to buy her 12 pairs of gloves.
Intention
is that the woman can wear the glove to hide the embarrassment of not having an engagement ring. Oh, no. During the Middle Ages, there were laws governing this tradition.
Really? Okay. Well,
Middle Ages, Kyle.
Sure. Okay.
Middle Ages.
All right. Middle.
And the last one, Leap Day Babies World Record. This is one of my favorite sentences ever. People born on February 29th are all invited to join the Honor Society of Leap Year Day Babies. According to the Guinness Book of Records, don't interrupt. There are Leap Day World Record holders, both of family sorry, both of a family producing three consecutive generations born on February 29th and of the number of children born on February 29th in the same family. I don't have that number, though.
It's three.
Okay. Wow. Well, the generations one is the most interesting one. So that would be like having grandpa, papa, and you. I'm trying to think of what Irish people call their father.
Okay, I don't. Yeah, papa. I'm gonna go ahead and let you get back to sleep if you'd like, Kenny. Let's just skip over all that. Thank you, by the way, for those leap day informational tidbits. Let's look at what's actually happening.
I'm just reminded of the Frasier episode.
Oh boy, of course you are. Okay.
Yeah, of course I am. Where he treats leap day, February 29th, as it's like an extra day. You get all these extra chances to do things.
So what you're saying is we can basically act like this show doesn't exist.
We can basically act like today's a redo day. Maybe if we messed up on another day, then today is the day you redeem.
Forget I said anything.
Or you take today to just take a leap and do something wild because it's a free day.
Plump.
But let's move on to headlines.
Let's.
These are today's headlines.
And these are your Oscars. I wanted to just go through all the winners because sure. if people haven't heard, no, Kyle, there's no spoiler. It was a live event. Everyone else is talking about it. So we're going to go through all the winners. And I'm going to see if I can do it.
Oh boy.
Here we go. Spotlight won for Best Picture. Leo DiCaprio won for Best Actor from The Revenant. Brie Larson won for Best Actress in The Room. No, Room, not The Room.
The Room.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
So many spoons.
Mark Rylance won for Best Supporting Actor from Bridge of Spies. Alicia Vikander won for Best Supporting Actress from The Danish Girl. Alejandro Gonzalez Inarritu. I don't know how to say his last name.
Garco, please help us.
Alejandro Gonzalez Inarritu.
I don't think that's right.
Inarritu. Best Director for The Revenant. Writings on the Wall, the Best Original Song from Sam Smith and Jimmy Napes. That's a weird name. Son of Saul for Best Foreign Language Film. The Big Short won for Best Writing Adapted Screenplay. Sorry. I think it's not written correctly. Spotlight won for Best Original Screenplay. Amy won for Best Documentary Feature. Inside Out won for Best Animated Feature Film. Emmanuel Lubezki won for Best Cinematography from The Revenant. The Hateful Eight won for Best Original Music Score from Ennio Morricone. How do you say that? I don't know how to say that. Ex Machina won for Best Visual Effects over Star Wars.
Okay.
Not okay.
Why? Why? Would you like to refute this claim here?
Yes.
Okay. Please.
I think Ex Machina, that's fine. And good job with maybe doing like the one effect of the movie.
Ah, so you're saying one effect does not trump many effects or planet killing things.
I just think that ILM should never lose. Stutterer won, which is me, won for Best Live Action Short Film. A Girl in the River, The Price of Forgiveness, won for Best Documentary Short Subject. Bear Story won for Best Animated Short Film. Here we go. Margaret Sixel won for Best Film Editing for Mad Max. Jenny Beaven won for Best Costume Design for Mad Max. Mad Max won for Best Sound Mixing, Sound Editing, Production Design, and Makeup. Six for Mad Max this year, but they still didn't win the Best Picture. They had all the technical awards, but they couldn't. Somehow that doesn't make a good picture.
No, technically it does, but it doesn't.
All right, Kyle, moving on. Those were your Oscar winners, okay. By the way.
Hey, huh, by the way, you ran out of music. Would you like me to bring back the headlines? We can restart. You want to do that?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right.
These are today's headlines.
It's like a leap headline. Leap headline. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, Musk's SpaceX rocket launch canceled at final countdown. Uh-oh. At the last second, Elon Musk's SpaceX scrubbed plans to launch a Falcon 9 rocket on Sunday, again delaying an attempt to put a satellite into orbit and then land the vehicle's first stage intact on a sea platform, a step that may eventually slash costs.
Yeah, and for... I was sitting here, like you trying to watch the Oscars, I was sitting here trying to watch the SpaceX live stream, and they get to T minus zero, and it tries to fire, and it just goes, and that's it.
Well, how the 23-story rocket... carrying a communications satellite for Luxembourg-based SESSA was less than 2 minutes from blastoff at 6:47 p.m. when the launch team aborted the countdown, SpaceX said during a webcast. It was the third time that the company postponed the launch of the satellite. And then, again, launch aborted on low thrust alarm, rising oxygen temperatures due to hold for boat and helium bubble trigger alarm.
That's
Musk
correct.
Posted on Twitter. All of that didn't make any sense, but he knows what he's talking about, I guess.
There was... people going into the keep out zones while they were trying to launch the rocket. It's like, come on, boats, out of the way.
I'm glad that they actually aborted and didn't try to do this and are going to try for a more ideal launch.
Yeah, they haven't scheduled that one yet, but we will see.
Well, maybe they can watch the next stream with the Microsoft HoloLens because they are open for pre-orders today. Just for the dev kit, though. Mm-hmm. Developers can start to pre-order the device for $3,000. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Microsoft started applications for the development kits back on... back in October.
Back in October.
I'm all sorts of messed up today. Mm-hmm. HoloLens dev kits will start shipping in the U.S. and Canada on March 30th, allowing developers to start creating games and apps for the headset. Everything runs off the headset? I thought it ran off the computer.
I didn't. Yeah, I did not know this. Surprising, but
maybe that's why it's $3,000.
Potentially, yeah. It's like wearing a computer on your head.
That's right. And last but not least, Kyle, least for sure. Mm-hmm. Starbucks will open its first Italian location in Milan in early 2017. CEO Howard Schultz said Italian coffee makers inspired his vision for the chain, which now has more than 23,000 stores around the world. Did you know that there were no Starbucks in Italy?
Yes.
I thought that's crazy.
Well, it kind of is. But when you reportedly, I was watching the news today, I was watching CBS because that's the only station I get. They've got cafes on most corners in Italy. And while Starbucks, yes, could potentially be a sub human version of coffee for Italians, I think it's competition that is squashing or has squashed their ability to go into that market in the past. So I think that is why.
No, Starbucks just needs to go to the tourist locations and then they'll thrive.
But to have 23,000 stores around the world and zero in the coffee capital of the world, thoroughly surprising, or the espresso capital of the world. I'm not sure which one they enjoy more.
The coffee
more.
Capital of the world is your kitchen.
That is true, and it's brought to you by FeedPress. Kenny, thank you for covering today's top stories. FeedPress is analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. FeedPress is simple, intuitive, and a powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform. What's going on with us? You think it's...
It's leap day, man.
It's leap. We're just jumping.
My tongue is leaping out of my face.
Should we stop jumping? I feel like maybe that's potentially the issue right now. And let's face it, Kenny, you've probably thought about moving your aging feed from FeedBurner over to something a little more reliable. What about FeedPress? I think that might be able to help you out. They offer an automatic migration tool so you can make that transition with ease. Just answer a few simple questions and the rest is taken care of. Your feeds and subscriber data will be transitioned to your brand new FeedPress account, with leaving you free to focus on what you do best, which is make content. So go over to feed.press/morningshow today and you'll sign up and try it for 14 days. No contracts, commitments, credit cards, anything. And when you do decide to buy after that 14-day no commitment trial, be sure to use the promo code MORNINGSHOW During checkout, you'll get 10% off your first year. Let's get the heck out of here and move on to some facts. Right now.
That was your,
that's true. Wow. You know, something's wrong here with the way that I feel this morning. I think I'm off kilter by moving platforms from iOS to Android. I feel like I'm moving a lot faster and I can do a lot more.
You can't keep up. That's what's happening.
I can't. My brain, like I'm moving. I'm moving fast and my hands are not going fast enough. Blah, 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 blah. Let's look at some facts, please. And of course, they're going to be leap day facts. Julius Caesar introduced the idea when he ordered his astronomer sausagines.
Sausages. No.
Sausagines.
Sausagines.
Yeah, I believe it's the sausagines. I believe sausagines. That is it. Julius Caesar wanted sausagines. Well, let's call him sausages to simplify the calendar. So before 45 BC, the Roman calendar was a mess, reportedly, with an extra month sometimes having to be added to make the year the right length. Sausages opted for the 365-day year with an extra day every 4 years to scoop up those extra hours. But I guess he created too many leap years. Every 400 years or so, there are three extra days. So to compensate, centuries must be divisible by 400 to count as leap years. Weird, right?
What?
So years like 1700, 1800, and 1900 are only 365 days long rather than 366. So you have to like skip. So if it's one of the big round years, even if it is a leap year, you've got to skip it.
Yeah, but 1700 is not divisible by 400.
I don't know about that. Don't try and do math. Don't you dare try and do math here on this podcast. That is not how this works. Got a couple more facts, though, about leap day. If you're born on February 29th, which is the last day that we will have to say this horrible, dreaded month, when is your non-leap year birthday? How do you celebrate? I mean, really, if you're Ja Rule, what do you do? In North Carolina and the rest of the U.S., your age advances a year on March 1st. Okay. All right. If you're in China or New Zealand, your legal birthday is February 28th for non-leap years.
And if you live anywhere else in the world, just drink your Starbucks and deal with it.
Yes, I guess so. You don't even think about age. You just think about how terrible your coffee is.
Today is definitely the day that you go on Facebook and you check to see which of your friends has a birthday. And today you either you celebrate with them or you mock them for only having a birthday every 4 years.
What do you think Facebook does? Does Facebook put it on the 1st or the 28th? I think that's the definitive.
I don't think they do. I don't. Well, it's the U.S., so it's the 1st.
I don't think Facebook is the U.S.
How many people were born today, Kyle? How many leapsters are there in the world?
An estimated 5 million leapsters.
Wow. You had that answer immediately fast.
I did. So surprising. Kenny, the city.
I was gonna lead you with the next one.
You were going to leap me into the next one? Well, the city of Anthony, Texas, which is known as the leap capital of the world, not sure why, holds a huge party on this day in history.
I would guess, and this might just be legend, not fact, that maybe there was a mayor of Anthony, Texas, who had a birthday on the 29th.
Who was leaping.
No. He just decided to declare a day for the leap.
Yeah, because when you're mayor, you can kind of do whatever you want, right?
Hey, that's what TV's taught me.
I've got the key to the city, and it opens all the doors. You go around, and you can open all of the doors. It's like a skeleton key.
And I think you just break down the door with the giant key. Because it's always a giant key, right?
I don't think it is.
Well, that's what they give to their citizens. I'm going to give you a key to the city.
And it's like one of those key. Giant checks. You can't really cash that giant check. Have you ever tried to take that giant check to a real bank?
I've never had a giant check.
Well, it doesn't. You can't. It doesn't have any routing numbers. You try and stick it in the machine in the ATM outside. And just no way. I had to cut it up into little pieces to put it into the thing. It kept taking little tiny small amounts. It's frustrating, that's all. Speaking of things that make you leap, in ancient Greece, Kenny, blackberries were prescribed as an antidote for piles. And what are piles?
What are piles?
You ask. Piles are hemorrhoids.
Oh, God. Man, what are you doing there?
I'm giving you blackberries. It's like the opposite of raspberries.
Oh, gosh.
Also, one last fact for you, non-related.
That just makes me think
to leap
the blackberry that you type on with your fingers.
Oh, more on that later. More on that later.
Okay, go ahead.
Cold weather, Kenny, will cause some trees to explode by freezing the sap. And because it contains water, which expands as it freezes, it sounds like a gunshot. So if you're just going through a freezing forest with some sap in there, the sound produced by the tree bark splitting sounds like a gunshot. Isn't that frightening? I've never heard a tree scream, but I guess that would be it.
Let's just say that this was not... This and the blackberry for your poop thing does not... those are not leap day facts. These are just regular facts.
Well, I mean... We can forget that I gave you the facts for Leap Day, potentially.
I've never received a fax.
Well, how about this one? We'll get us back into the Leap Day feels, Kenny, because today is Happy National Frog Legs Day. How do you feel about frog legs?
New listeners don't get that, by the way.
No, I know they don't.
That's like a two-year-old thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Almost. Frog legs, you say?
Yes, frog legs. Have frog you ever had legs. Them? Have
never
you
had frog them? Legs.
Really?
Never.
Have you ever held a frog?
Yes, I've held a frog. I've dissected a frog in biology class.
No, so that's...
Should I have just cut off one of the legs and just...
Yeah, dead frog legs. That's formaldehyde. Reportedly, can a strict...
That's sterile.
Strict religious laws forbid the consumption of frog legs, along with ants, bees, and seabirds in many Muslim and some Jewish faiths. Now, I did not know that. It's a good fact for you about frog legs. But in 1930, there were only 24 frog farms in the U.S.
Frog farm.
And now there are hundreds of commercial growers of frog legs.
All right.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny, tiny frog legs. They're good for game day. Like
what?
Making them for like chicken legs, almost like drumsticks. You mean
like wings?
Yeah, like wings. Frog leg wings.
Oh my gosh! No.
Yeah.
Well, you toss them in some wing sauce
and buffalo. Yeah.
Oh,
buffalo frog.
Buffalo frog. Yeah. Oh man, what if a frog was that big? Enormous?
Yeah.
And leaping all over the place.
Big tongue. So exactly. The world's largest frog leg festival, if you want to go there, is the Felsmere Frog Leg Festival, held every January in Florida. About 45,000 people.
Wait a second. Today is National Frog Legs Day. Does that mean it only happens every 4 years? But they have a festival every year? What's going on?
It's a leap year, so you have to have something frog-related. Oh. And, of course, we used to talk about other national days, like Wear a Hat Day and Smile at Your Neighbor Day. But really, the most important kind of days are the food days.
That's correct.
So that's why we do
it. That's what we're covering.
That's right. So speaking of the festival, 45,000 people turn out to eat 6,000 pounds of frog legs. Wow.
Uh-huh.
And another fact for you, the Muppet Kermit the Frog, you are aware of this, was not originally a frog at all. He was just a, quote, green furry character until he first appeared on Sesame Street.
Well, that's because Sesame Street needed to classify him for kids.
What phylum and what genus is Kermit the Frog part of?
Well, that brings up, what is Oscar the Grouch? Like, what is that thing?
He's an award.
And you get in a trash can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I don't know what this last one is, so maybe I'm just going to skip it. I don't even want to try.
Don't even bother. It's something with London and Prince of Wales and Frondlegs.
It's French. I don't need to know about anything French.
Oh, the music's back.
Yeah.
Great.
It's just so that we can move on to our favorite segment of the day as it turns over to 7:30 a.m. here on the West Coast. Kenny, it's time for a game of upvote, downvote. That sounded great. Wow. Down. So here's something for you to vote on. Oh, by the way that this works is we talk about a story and we see whether or not on the internet we would hit that big green up arrow or whether we would hit that gigantic red down arrow to bury it in the underbelly of the internet.
Yeah.
Here's one. Arby's unveils its new vegetarian menu for the leap year day. So every 4 years or so in the month of February, of course, we know that you get one of those extra days, right?
Right. Sorry, I didn't know if you were asking for affirmation or not.
Yes, of course I am. But the long-held tradition of women proposing to men, as we mentioned earlier, can you imagine that? Shocking. Gosh, this is a terribly worded article. Thanks, Fast Company. Well, Kenny, Arby's has decided to try and spark up another tradition other than proposing to your sandwich. Here, this is what you do.
just explain it.
It's like a wall of text. I'm just very frustrated right now.
All right, how about this, Kyle? Why don't you tell me what is Arby's doing?
Okay, on the last day of this month, the chain will be offering its first ever vegetarian menu featuring all of the Arby's sandwiches, their signature sandwiches, minus the meat. Oh.
So they're just going to give you a bun?
Yes.
Does it come with sauce?
If you get the cheese one, maybe. The sauce? No. I'm going to copy the image address just so I can send it to you and you can look at it.
Are they for sure this is actually happening? That picture is just a bun. Looks like a good bun, though.
Nice buns.
Nice buns. Mm-hmm. If this is for real, I'm totally going to Arby's today.
I think it's... Well, okay, hold on. You're going to pay
this... If it's not a practical joke, it's like night... Like today, they're treating it like April Fool's. Uh-huh. If this is actually happening, I will go to Arby's and I'll document it.
Now, the one you're seeing that's just the bun is
the promotional picture.
It's the most heinous version of this, but I'm going to copy another one for you.
I'm going to make this my Twitter avatar, actually.
So that you...
This is great.
So that you can see what the other sandwiches that they offer look like without meat. This is kind of a huge middle finger to vegetarians, but... If you've never been able to eat at Arby's, and I don't know, you've been lusting for it for a while, now's your chance.
This one on the top right looks like a Subway sandwich, but they forgot the meat. Like, they made you the rest of the sandwich, but they're like, oh no, we forgot the meat!
Right. And if you want just like a sauerkraut sandwich on the left, that's what that one is.
Sauerkraut and cheese.
Yeah.
It looks like good rye bread, though.
Yeah, it's marbled. Marbled rye.
Yummy.
Mmm. So what do you think?
Like I said, if this is real, upvote all the way. If it's fake, I mean, not necessarily fake, but if it's like a joke, like, ha ha ha, you can come in and get some buns, then downvote for sure.
Okay.
This is all conditional on whether or not it turns out to be real.
So what you're going to do is you're going to go check it out, right? You're going to participate in Food Monday because now, I don't believe Food Friday.
Right. Well, I don't believe that they would... And I might be wrong, but that they would completely cancel their original menu and only sell this.
No, right? No. You just say, I'd like a vegetarian Big Montana, please. So you can pay $8 for two buns or one bun, just split.
Oh man, that'd be crazy.
Please go and try that.
I think I will. That'll be my goal today.
All right. So upvote that. I'm going to downvote this only because, yes, I do think it is fake-ish. And if you yourself would like to go pay full price for a bun just to laugh at yourself. I don't think that would be full price,
though.
Yeah, I think it will be.
But it's a menu item. They would have a different price for the menu item.
No. It is an alternate version. It's like you don't pay less at an In-N-Out, a California chain here, to say, oh, I'd like my burger animal style, but protein style as well. They say, okay, well, Kenny, you're not buying the buns, so we're going to charge you a little bit less.
Yeah, but then you're also adding the animal style.
Okay, I'm sorry, I changed the equation too much. I was actually putting in my order, and now I'm really hungry.
Alexa?
Mm-hmm. I don't think she'll help me. Let's find out. I'm hungry. Order me a cheeseburger, please. Sorry, I didn't. She didn't understand. Okay.
Oh, I thought you had her plugged in.
Oh, you mean like put it next to the microphone? No, I don't.
Oh, that's what you were doing. You're just miking her up.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to get out of here.
I'd like to. Let's look at another little vote down vote thing here, Kenny.
Okay.
Egg ninjas.
Whoa.
They're silicone egg holders designed to enable easy handling of hard boiled eggs.
What?
Industrial designer Shahar Nisim.
This is all sorts of hard words. I'm going to downvote this immediately.
Has created the Egg Ninjas, an awesome set of two silicone egg holders, quote, designed to enable easy handling of boiled eggs. You have a red ninja and a black ninja. They're available for purchase over at Monkey Business.
I don't want any of that monkey business.
So this is a quote from the website and Amazon here. Okay, so boiling an egg is not the most complex of cooking chores, but at Monkey Business, we believe that even the simplest tasks can be enhanced. Meet our band of egg ninjas, designed to enable easy handling of boiled eggs, suitable for most sizes of eggs. Most. I guess ostrich is not covered in this.
Yeah, why would you hard boil an ostrich egg?
So you can have a meal or two. You can make like ostrich eggs. You could
feed a family of five.
You could, yeah. Who wants a slice of the egg? I'll take one. Yes, please. What do you think?
No. Downvote. No. It's a waste of money. Just boil the eggs and eat it.
I don't understand if you're supposed to hold it with the shell on or with the shell off.
I don't get why you need to hold it in a special holder. What? Just put it down on a plate or something. In a bowl. What are you holding it for? It can't touch other eggs? What?
What I'm mostly worried about is that when you put the ninja costume on this egg, that I won't know where the egg went after that.
Right. It's now in camouflage.
It'll disappear. It'll jumping around the room. I don't know what's happening.
Every time you put it in the holder, a cloud of smoke appears.
I guess the way it's supposed to work. Now I'm looking at the Monkey Business.
Don't look at the Monkey Business.
I'm looking all over the Monkey Business. You put the silicon grip on the egg itself as it's boiling, or to grab it. It's like a suction cup, like a plunger that you would typically use to loosen your raspberries, but to grab an egg.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, blackberries. I don't know. I get confused.
I knew where you were going, Kyle, and I really didn't want to go any further. Downvote still.
Okay. I will downvote this as well. I don't need any of that.
No.
Here's what molten copper looks like when it's poured onto a giant jawbreaker. Tito Fore wanted to see what would happen when molten copper is poured on a giant jawbreaker. And as such, we have a video that will be available in the show notes. Kenny, where are the show notes?
Well, there's two locations. Kyle, I'm going to direct you to both of them.
Okay.
Goodstuff.fm/morningshow/latest will give you the latest shows, notes, and download area. Or you could go to morningshow.am and you'll get the latest episode right there. Notes included.
So here's the molten copper going into whatever this thing is, the kiln, to make things incredibly hot.
Oh, this sounds great.
Oh, that sounds great.
That's really hot.
I'm uploading this right now.
It sounds like a dentist is in my mouth. Okay, and bite down.
Oh, okay, at an appointment.
And then this is the molten copper being poured onto the jawbreaker. Now, at first, it seems to just kind of melt the outside a little bit, but it's just, you would expect it to maybe explode or crack or something, but it just rolls off the side. And now it's pooled. It's a moat of molten copper around the giant jawbreaker planet.
That's fantastic.
And it's on fire. Now it's starting to roll around. This is a 5-minute and 54-second video. You can go watch it yourself, of course, over in the show notes.
Uh-huh.
But I guess spoiler alert, it doesn't melt it completely.
Yeah, but it's probably a good spectacle. It's a great vision.
I don't know. I want to see molten copper poured on other things now. Like the egg ninjas, maybe.
I mean, what was that?
It was my
phone. Shut up, phone.
Okay.
Ooh. Goodness gracious. Made a different sound that I've ever heard before.
I'm going to say upvote for this just because.
I upvoted already.
Yeah. I want to see molten copper poured on other things. So bring it on.
Well, I was going to say that the next story you got here, kind of in that vein, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. I went down a YouTube hole of finding things where people were pouring hot things on other things. That sounded weird.
Okay.
Here's what this is. Placing a red hot nickel ball on guitar strings.
Yeah, I've...
Here's what this sounds like, by the way.
Oh. Oh, broke the string.
It did. It started to melt the string and it broke it. Now the guitar is tuned, I guess, to a nice G chord.
It's open G.
Open G. So
I watched this, by the way. Before you place this in the notes, yeah. I watched this yesterday. I subscribed to this guy's YouTube channel. I like watching him place a red hot nickel ball on just random household items. Oh, jeez. It was kind of distressing, though, to watch him ruin the guitar almost. I don't know how badly damaged the guitar was after this.
Oh, the guitar's on fire. The scary part of this is that the guitar is laying down. Now, this is an acoustic guitar plugged into an amp that he's melting, he or she, whatever the person holding the pincers of the red hot nickel ball.
Yeah.
Nickelback.
Oh, no.
Being put onto an electric guitar now. I feel real bad. So the thing that was scaring me the most is that they're doing this indoors. Now, the jawbreaker and the molten copper was definitely outdoors. This is on a soft plush pillow and a wooden guitar on a leather something or other in a wood room. It just screams fire hazard to me.
Bro, Kyle, I saw this guy pour.
I don't want any of that.
This guy got a 5-pound gummy bear and then he covered it in 5 pounds of thermite and lit it on fire.
Okay. All right. So this is, this is par for the course. Okay, we won't listen to that. So what do you think? You like it? You're already subscribed, so
for sure, yeah. So okay. I'm already upvoting this.
All right, sounds good to me.
Upvote.
Got one last one for you here on quickly. The upvote. Downvote. Screaming trains passing by in distress. This is another screaming video.
Trains.
Yet another. Kinda. Yes.
Okay. What is this?
So
we don't know what those screams are, Kyle.
When you take a video of a train passing by, and because it's around other things, it'll blare its horn. You know how that is.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, they replaced that sound, of course, with screaming humans. So as it's going by, they replace it.
Yeah, but they didn't do the Doppler effect, and it didn't really have.
No, they're not just really. Going. But when you see the train, it's the visual. It's the visual. Okay, part.
This is a. You brought a visual to an audio party, Kyle.
Yes, I know. It's like bringing a knife to a.
I guess I'll have to watch podcast. It before I can upvote or downvote. But right now, audio only, downvote.
It's 15 seconds. You said that you saw the molten nickel ball video, but you won't watch the 15-second screaming train video.
I watched the nickel ball yesterday.
You know what? Fine. I don't need any of that.
Well, then let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Go button.
It's quiet again. Okay, hold on. Go button.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. What you have to do is donate to their
Kickstarters. That's right. It's real Kickstarter or fake? Question mark. Don't know.
Question mark?
Who cares? Kenny, how does it work?
Kyle, I'm going to describe 10 Kickstarter projects, and are they real?
Oh, 10?
Or not?
Okay. All right. I'm ready. All right.
I hope you are. You can play at home. Or you could donate to the Kickstarter, I guess.
How about they just donate to us? That would be a lot better. Patreon.com/morningshow.
All right, Kyle. Number one, snow salt. The finest cooking salt. It dissolves almost instantly, and you can use it for almost anything. I can't believe it's not snow.
Fake.
This is real.
What?
If you pledge $5 or more, be the first to support our product in the 5 for 50 deal.
Hold on.
$5 for 50 grams of snow salt.
What makes it snow salt? Is it cold?
Kyle, it's 100% proudly made in America. It's so fine. You have to try it to believe it for yourself.
So fine. So it's like powder? Salt powder? I'm snow so salt. Confused.
From the makers snow of salt. Krabby, snow.
Krabby Chili Fingers. Yeah.
All right. So number two, this one's called Boater.
Krabby Chili Fingers. Yeah.
Kyle, ever tried to catch a water taxi? Think Uber, but on the water.
No.
Boater.
Oh, no. No.
So what do you say?
That's all it is? So it's Uber on the...
Uber on the water.
That's right.
Yes, this is real.
This is real. It's from Australia. It has $0 with 15 hours to go.
Oh, man. That's so sad.
Kyle, if you pledge $10 or more, the reward will hopefully be coming a part of the business that will boom within the industry of travel on the water. That's great. Poor guy.
Aww.
He just wants Uber on the water.
Well, we
because so many people are just in the water.
Yeah. Well, we talked about the ambulance last time, whatever that was. Yeah. That one was real. So I figure, man.
Ugh. Kyle, all right, here. Moving on.
Hot dog sound.
Yeah, no. Next one. It's called Cord Collar. Connect with your pet. A first of its kind pet wearable technology that improves animal welfare and makes the joy of owning a pet as convenient as possible.
I know this is real because I've seen multiple products like this. Please tell me.
This is real. And Kyle, it's a smart collar for dogs and cats that allows you to create an invisible fence wherever you go. Oh. But it's so much more than that. Training, communication, fences and leashes, well-being, tracking, activity, health, free lost pet service, no recurring cost, open source, unlimited platform potential, and smartphone apps.
Open source!
I will tell you, it has gained $22,000 of its $622,000 goal.
Hold on.
Or it could go horribly wrong.
$600,000.
Yeah.
Please.
You don't get a collar unless you pledge $150.
I mean, okay, that's whatever it is, that's a fair price. But they're not selling the product. They're raising capital so that they can make the product.
That's correct.
Obviously, they're trying to get paid.
I think that's absolutely horrible.
Yes.
Shame on whoever put that out. Shame.
Shame indeed, Kyle. Moving on. This one's called Emotion. Give your tablet wheels, video chat that moves you. Drive your video chat in a whole new direction with professional grade telepresence. Interact from across town or around the world.
I'm going to say real because I don't think you'd use the word telepresence.
Telepresence. No, this is real. Emotion is real, Kyle. It's a moving robotic device that holds your iPad or Android tablet. Use a phone, tablet, or PC to video chat like Skype or FaceTime over the internet with the tablet your Emotion robot is holding. During your video chat, you remotely control the movement of the robot and have it go wherever you please. Okay. This is called telepresence. It's awesome, and it's going to change the world. So you have to pay $259 for this.
Surprise.
Okay. And this already exists. It is called... Oh, geez.
Yeah, I've heard of something exactly like this before. Why?
I don't remember.
Why would someone want to get into this on Kickstarter when the product itself exists already?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not solving a new problem unless there's some sort of new feature on it. I mean, it's not a robot with legs with a tablet in its brain.
Moving on, Kyle.
Doing a disservice to the robot.
Yeah, moving on. Here we go. This one's called In the Ball, the next generation autograph baseball. The fast, easy, and safest way to get an autograph from your favorite player. We're changing the face of sports memorabilia.
So what does it do?
It's a pen inside your baseball.
Hold on. In the baseball?
In the baseball.
I'm gonna say real.
This is real.
Oh no!
This is real stupid.
So it's not a real baseball. Obviously, it's a baseball. Is it like when you got one of those Windows Mobile PDAs and a Galaxy Note where the stylus is inside the computer?
That's the idea.
Oh boy, Garko.
Garko.
I don't like it. I don't want any of that.
Well, it's real, Kyle.
Okay, thank you.
Moving on. Smart belt.
Okay.
I can't even say it with a straight face. Smart belt. Belt with special revolutionary device capable to adjust to your specific needs.
Like my waist size?
Smart belt adapts itself to your body without losing its firm hold.
It sounds like you're marketing glue to me. Smart belt. Let's go
smart
fake.
Smart belt.
Let's go fake.
Kyle, this is real. If you pledge a dollar or more, you're the best. You may not need us, but we definitely need you. You'll receive a special thank you email, and we'll keep you updated on what's happening with Smart Belt.
Oh boy.
For a buck.
Very good.
Okay. All right.
So what it does is it has like tension inside the belt and you latch it, and then based on how fat you get that day, it'll adjust automatically.
Does it have a motor in it? What's the belt buckle look like?
It looks like a regular belt cover. The stretchy part is in the back. It's a closed cover dynamic system, Kyle.
Oh, okay.
Pausing.
They've got it all mocked up, and it is not going to make it. 3 hours to go.
Or it could go horribly wrong.
9 backers.
Oh, that's sad. That's
moving
on. So by the time people hear this, it'll be gone. Guys, yeah. I'm sorry. You can't get the smart belt. By the way, all of these have been real so far. So let's see what happens.
Moving on. Easy protein machine. The Keurig of protein. No more shaking.
No.
Perfectly mixed every time. Super convenient. Saves time and money. No more shaker bottles. Use any cup and any powder. The revolution has begun.
Let's go real.
Kyle, this is real. For $2.
I'm going to go cry.
Kyle.
Hold on. Keurig for protein?
It's clump free protein in 30 seconds.
You just sent me the baseball one, by the way. I'm gonna look at the baseball one. Oh, you're right. It goes inside.
Hold on, I gotta show you this image.
Please send me. No, poor baseball.
Easy protein.
What?
It's like pouring Martian soil samples into your Keurig. Nah, clump free, Kyle. Moving on. Yeah, that's right. Protein. This one is the body scrubber. All-in-one body scrubber that allows you to wash the front and back and top and bottom with one product to make it last, and it's easy to use.
Bottom of what?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go real.
Body. Yeah, this is real.
Okay, tell. Okay. I don't think I want to know anything more about that.
Yeah, Kyle, the body scrubber.
Okay.
Is.
I thought maybe it was like a cadaver thing.
So here's what you do. It's a giant. I just gotta send you the website. You gotta watch this video. Don't actually. You know what? Maybe not watch the video now. It's like two oven mitts connected with a piece of fabric, and you just wash everything. All right, moving on.
Hold on, that has 4 days to go, and they only have $92 of their $25,000 goal. I'm sorry, Shelly.
Moving on. This one's called Huggy Belt, the car safety belt that can save lives.
Okay.
Made for children, and it retains the seatbelt position on the shoulder and reduces the G-force in the event of a crash, which saves lives.
But wait, like a regular seatbelt? Okay. I'm going to say real. Only, I don't know. Somebody thinks that they need to improve seatbelts.
That's right, Kyle. Okay. It's real. Because a regular seatbelt, that doesn't go over the shoulder.
No. Why?
No joke. This is real, Kyle. No joke. These people think that if you don't have this contraption connected to your seatbelt, the kid will not wear his seatbelt correctly, no matter what.
It sounds like they must personally have a hard time getting their child to wear a seatbelt. So this is
it's
fulfilling a need somewhere, but I don't need any of that.
My last one here.
Okay.
The buddy sitter.
Okay.
This is called the buddy sitter. It is a deployable chair, which is an adult seating attachment for strollers when seating is limited or non-existent.
Hold on. What? It attaches to the stroller?
It attaches to your stroller, which contains your child.
Please send me this link right now. I need to see this right now.
This is real.
Oh, no.
This is the end of humanity. Buddy sitter.
Let's see. The buddy sitter
currently has 11 backers of lazy people.
Buddy sitter. Clicking the link now. Oh, it's like a seat that goes 5 days to go. How does this have more money than the baseball? Because I could see the usefulness of the baseball one.
Kyle, the baseball doesn't... That pen would go flying out. By the way, these were all real.
Yeah. Every single one of these was real. By the way, don't ever do that to me again. I need some comic relief.
Kyle, some of these were comic relief. That's the best part.
Okay, so wait. It like swivels around from the back into a chair so that you sit next to the stroller.
Because you can't just bring a chair.
Or you can't just like sit on the ground or stand up. I mean, what?
Right. Like I said, this is for lazy people.
Okay. All right.
With kids.
Estimated delivery November 2016 for a little chair that goes on
the side
of a stroller or something. You can see all of these. If you'd like, dear listener, morningshow.am, or of course, as Kenny mentioned earlier, goodstuff.fm/morningshow. I apologize ahead of time. If you'd like, you can also follow us on Twitter. I'll probably tweet out all of these during the day somewhere. Morning Show AM on Twitter. Please also follow Kenny. He's Pizza Robotics. We'll be back again on Wednesday in the month of March.
Oh, finally.
Yes, finally. It's the first Giants game. So I'm excited for that. So
that's all we're going to talk about.
That's just baseball.
We'll throw the fake autographed baseball at them and they'll get a pen in the eye.
They'll throw it in the garbage. That's exactly what they'll do. We'll be back again on Wednesday. Until then, goodbye.
See you later.
Show with God.